This is the Riyabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Simon, I'm sure you've seen this before at the bottom of invoices. It says, if this invoice is not settled within however many days, we reserve the right to charge you X percent in overdue interest. Now, clearly, if you are the supplier, you think, well, come on, if these guys don't pay me on time, I'm going to have to take out a loan or encroach further onto my overdraft, and therefore it's only right that the customer reimburses me, compensates me for the fact that I've had to dip into the bank's money. But does it really work?
Unless you have a very strong hold over your customer, that is, that you are able to withhold something from them that prevents them from operating their business completely, then, and that is very rare, then I would strongly counsel against ever doing anything like this. Look at it like this. You're worried about getting paid on time. You have a pile of transactions from many customers which have not been paid on time. Think of it as a stack of invoices, a foot high, right? And they're all late. What you're doing is you're now creating another stack of invoices for additional interest payment, and you may be creating another stack of invoices every single month if you're going to charge additional interest. First of all, it's completely impractical because the fact is you're not on top of your process. Your process isn't working. So the worst thing you can do is to make it more complicated by adding more transactions.
Hang on a minute. The customer owes me money. They're not on top of their payment process.
Do you want to get paid or not? That they have the money, your aim is to be the first in line to get paid. How are you the first in line to get paid? You're the first in line to get paid not by doing retaliatory things like adding interest or sending around the bailiffs or having a lawyer threaten them, you know, or kidnap their housekeeper or whatever it is. At the end of the day, what you're about is you're about managing the relationship with the customer so that they learn not even to think twice about not paying you on time. And the first thing to bear in mind is it's highly likely that there's something you're not doing right or could be doing differently or are failing to do that is leading the customer to feel that he is justified in holding on to the money.
So I'll get the carrots, but isn't this a useful stick?
No, I think it's a huge mistake to think it's a useful stick. Whenever I've come into companies that have receivables issues, there are a whole pile, and they use this, some bright spark has said, oh, charge interest, because that's a very easy piece of advice to give, and it's a very bad piece of advice. You do not have a successful transaction machine. You're turning out invoices which people aren't paying. If you then add further invoices, that makes absolutely no sense at all. What you need to do is to get to a point where your invoices are accurate, your process of engagement with the customer is sufficiently early and sufficiently gentle, it's sufficiently loving and sufficiently efficient in terms of sorting out any issues, that the customer comes to pay you in time, and the adversarial nature of that discussion, despite a history of late payment, ceases to be. One sure way to make it even more adversarial, particularly, think about this, if there's something that you haven't done right and the customer maybe is aware of this, maybe has even dropped a couple of hints, it's highly unlikely he's made a big fuss, because at the end of the day, you know, why would he make a big fuss?
He wants to keep his money.
Right. So you're then adding another pile of unnecessary costs in terms of interest payments for a transaction that he believes, possibly rightly, you made a mess of in the first place. How is that going to lead to anything other than more complexity, more toxicity, and further delay?
So I get it to some extent that, you know, if you charge the interest, you know, you're not going to make the customer very happy. But you do also say that if you don't take your invoicing seriously, why should the customer? Isn't this the ultimate sign that you take it seriously?
No. This is the sign of exactly the opposite, which is that instead of looking inwards to what you could or should be doing differently, you're trying to press the blame onto somebody else and saying it's your fault. And remember what we said, 80% of the time it's because of something that you omitted to do or should be doing differently. Okay? And often that's to do with expectations. It's not rules based. It's not there is a rule that you should have this thing on your invoice. There is a rule that it should be this color. There is a rule that you know. But at the end of the day, it's up to you to discern what the customer's expectations are. Because they have their own culture. There'll be things that they expect and that they're used to getting from their regular suppliers. Learn what those things are. If you feel that there's some problem of misunderstanding, go see the customer, sit down, have them explain to you in a gentle, loving way precisely what their expectations are. Very often, if you listen carefully and if you respond to what you're being told, a lot of these issues will go away.
That's if they listen to you at all. They might not even grant you the meeting.
Mark, you're in a very negative mood today. If they won't grant you the meeting because they don't care about whether or not they buy from you, that's a very difficult situation. You have to ask yourself, you know, whether you want that customer or how you manage that relationship. But the fact of the matter is, you know, most relationships exist because you're selling something they want and they want to buy it. And they're quite happy to buy it at a fair price. What's happening, though, is that you're creating difficulty for yourself by treating billing and collection as an afterthought, because what you pride yourself on is the product that you manufacture or the service that you give or some combination of that. You don't pride yourself particularly on cutting a clean invoice and getting paid on time. Of course you don't. You don't even think about it. And the only reason you're thinking about it now is because all of a sudden the bank won't lend you any more money and you've got a whole pile of unpaid invoices. Well, guess what? Maybe you should have thought about it a bit sooner, okay?
You know, the funny thing about this overdue invoice interest is, firstly, that it tends to be guesswork. I mean, some people say, well, my bank charges me 12% per annum in my overdraft, therefore I should simply pass that on, 1% per month. But some people have come up with 2% per month. I've even seen one that said 1% per day. In my experience, even if you send the invoice for the overdue interest amount, the customer, let's say, all of a sudden, you know, leaps out of their chair and says, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, we didn't know that this invoice was unpaid, let's come and sort it out. The end result usually is that the overdue interest invoice is anyway not paid.
No, that's right. Well, I mean, in that situation you've just described, you know, if that's the first time that the customer was alerted that he hasn't paid you, then you're not managing your process very well, unless it's a tiny weeny customer and you don't really care. You know, and he's bought two lollipops for 15 cents off you. You know,
I'd hardly cut an invoice for that.
If it's a customer that's important, and every customer is important, but some are more important than others, you should be much closer to your customer than that.
If you have your own experiences with overdue invoice interest, why not drop us a line through the comments function of the Podbean podcast, and we look forward to hearing from you and hearing your stories.